Did you ever see any of those old fences around made out of logs? Do you remember those from out country?
I have seen them back years ago, honey, but I never do remember just where I've seen them, but I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what they call them around here.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like a country, where I used to live. Like used to be one along the road there, but it's fenced me out of logs.
Right, uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, so people got to use wire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that for the wire coming down, they had to make my one of them that they had, didn't they?
Yeah. Now, what about, did you have any mules?
Well, my daddy, he had, I think he had one mule, but he had more or less horses.
Oh, okay.
I used to ride horses back when I...
Did you?
And I'd ride, and the horse would come up to the yard, and the boys would ride up in it. One big boy rode up on his horse, and said, "Hey, Freddie, can I ride your horse down the road?" "Yeah." I got on that horse, started down the road, he did fine. Went down the road a piece and turned and come back. And I didn't know there'd been a racehorse. And when he turned around, I passed by where I live like I was shot out of a gun. I couldn't stay on that horse, hardly. Oh, I thought I was going to kill it. He just a flying as hard as he could run, just passed on by my house and me sitting up there, just, oh, scared too, spam, snap to death. He went about a quarter of a mile on past my house and stopped. I got off and I led him back. I never did ride another horse. But I was awful. I'd ride my dad's horses and the boys come up the yard and I, "Let me ride your horse." "Oh, okay, get on it." Boys, that broke me. I don't remember ever riding another horse. That just scared me to death. I knew I was going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Just a flying, honey. You know how a race horse runs.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I
never
will.
All you can do to hold on.
Oh, I never will forget that. Like, scared me to death. I got off and I led him back to the house.
Uh-huh.
That boy, I think it tickled him. He didn't tell me that horse was going to
race. Now, how would you tell the horses to start?
Whoa, get up.
Okay. How about it? Do you know when they were plowing with them, they'd have ways to tell them
G-haw.
To turn?
G and ha. G, ha.
Okay.
They know which one was right and which one's left.
Uh-huh.
G and Haw.
Okay.
My poor daddy farmed all of his life till he was working years. He didn't farm the last few years because he had a stroke and he wasn't able to work for several years. But he used to keep a hired hand all the time to help him farm. And we have picked cotton and hoed cotton till all of our young days, you know, till I married. And then me and my husband, we lived with his mother. She had a little farm, and we farmed her little old land for 4 years. We married in 1924. And for 4 years, we farmed. And the boll weevil that year was eating all the cotton up, you know, just burning the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, he had two mules. He says, "I'm going to take my mules to Eastland and sell them. I'm going to go hunt me a job." That's exactly what he did. Went to East and sold his mules and come back in a T-model Ford. And he says, "I'm going to Pelton." He had a sister that lived at Pelton, and her husband and boys worked in the mill there at Pelton. "I'm going to Pelton and hunt me a job." So we come to Pelton in that T-model Ford in 1929. He went out, his sister went with him out there at the personnel office. They hired him right off of the bat. And we moved down in here in 1929.
And got off of the farm.
Got off of the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I had one little boy, 3 years old, and I was very much pregnant then because we moved down there in March, and he was born, and the second one was born in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a full life, and I've lived to be 84 years old, and I think sometimes how in the world I've ever done all that, I don't know.